Warren Huntley is back with us this time to talk a bit about track work from Flemington this morning. Warren, how was the morning?
It was a relatively quiet morning, I think, Nads, but I think certainly picking the eyes out of what we saw this morning, or what I saw this morning, and a couple of jump outs from last Friday, I think we might be able to at least show a profit out of that, which is the objective.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about one that jumped out last Friday, and we see this horse resume at Sandown tomorrow, a horse called Sneakers.
And she's really effective on the fresh side, Nards. Not that heavily raced from the Nigel Blackiston stable, but she was sharp in her jump out. She did get that clear galloping room nearer the inside, and on those tighter inside tracks, the steeplegrass and the inside track at Flemington, probably the shortest path home does create a bit of an advantage. But she was good, and she's been progressing well in recent weeks. As I said, she's been effective on the fresh side before. I think she's really come to hand well, and I think Nigel's got her in great shape to run at Sandown tomorrow. So in the short term, I certainly think she's worth considering tomorrow.
Okay, so that's one to look out for tomorrow at Sandown, a horse called Sneakers. Also, we saw at the jump outs Radipole go around, who's going to go around in Saturday's Blamey.
Yeah, which is going to be a hot race. It's a bit of a Darren Weir versus the rest, but gee, he's going well. His first up run was good. He's been kept up to the mark, I said, with that jump out. And also in that jump out was Sunquest. Surely Steve Richards can find the right race for him sometime soon. But Radipole was terrific. And he won't disgrace himself, Nards. His first up run was terrific. And despite the fact that he's likely to be taking on horses of the quality of Tosin Stardom, I think he's going to run well Saturday. Where that sits him in that pecking order against such high-quality opposition, you probably can't be too sure at this stage, but gee, he's going well, and I think Mike's got a race in him sometime soon, and he's so early in his preparation that there's still plenty more improvement to come.
So having a look at the noms for that Blamey, having a quick look, it looks like one of the better Blameys that we've seen.
you could mistake it for a Group 1 race during the spring.
Yeah, it's amazing. You could just go and have a look at the noms. They are outstanding.
Sometimes, Nads, you might look at a horse and think, look, we just won't aim too high. We'll just post-Australian Cup, and then you look at that and think, what?
Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable nominations. A couple that worked well together for Mike Moroney this morning.
Tribal Wisdom and Top of the Range paired up this morning. A really good initiative, and it culminates on Saturday, Nards, as these grand series of races that we've had throughout the state, and first and second across the line get a guaranteed ticket into the final, and really good prize money for restricted horses in a number of races at Flemington on Saturday. Gee, Tribal Wisdom and Top of the Range worked really nicely this morning over 1,200 metres. Top of the Range was able to win second up after having not a lot of luck the way the race shaped up for him first up, and Tribal Wisdom didn't have much luck at all at a very crucial stage recently at Moonee Valley. Both horses have come through those runs well, and there's certainly still plenty of spring in the step of Tribal Wisdom. He didn't have a gut buster at all first up, and the best we've seen of him, I think, was in the Greys race at Flemington at the end of the carnival when he was really good tempo on, and he showed a great turn of foot late, and he looks to be in great shape to head back to Flemington for a race on Saturday, as does Top of the Range following that last start win.
And Levi Kavner's got his mare Soho Ruby going around.
She's going great, Nards, and she's been competitive in better races than she's going to contest on Saturday. Very well graded as part of that series, and Joel, a benchmark race for her on Saturday. And look, she was terrific last start, and she's right on track. And yeah, she worked really nicely this morning. She had a partner this morning, but she was really strong to the line, and that'll have her in terrific shape. I think it's a lovely race for Soho Ruby, just looking at the nominations at Saturday.
And Mark's got Bord de Gain, who comes off of a last start win in as well.
And that win was better than it might actually even read on paper. We had a horse go amiss in the race, and the field was sort of misshaped a bit. And I thought Bord de Gain actually suffered a bit in that, but was able to regroup. He worked really nicely last week with Atlantic City, who didn't have a lot of luck at Flemington on Saturday. And Cav was of the view that there was a race for Bord de Gain last week that he was nom for, but that this week might be a more suitable option. He's come through last week's work well, and he galloped so low this morning and nice and sharp at the end of his workout, so he's ready to go Saturday. He worked really nicely this morning.
And also his stablemate, Amendment, who's always promised plenty, but he comes off of a very impressive victory last time out at the other Sunday meeting, and he looks like he's a nice stayer.
And that earned him a ticket into the final of that Grand Series, Nance. It's a nice piece of programming and planning to get that win, having to to show that he's back to something like his best last start, appreciated the step up in distance, and then goes to a really suitable race. Just a good solid maintenance gallop over 1,600 metres to keep him ticking over. But I think both Levi and Mark Cavanagh are going to have a pretty strong hand in the meeting at Flemington come Saturday.
OK, so what are the main ones we can be following heading into either tomorrow or the weekend?
Well, I think I'm keen to have something, particularly at odds on Sneakers tomorrow night. I think she's ready to run, and I loved her little jump out last Friday. So from the Blackiston Stable, Sneakers is going well. I might pass on the Blamey Stakes for Rattanoa, but maybe a place ticket there, but she's almost taking on the a Group 1 standard race there. Tribal Wisdom and Top of the Range from the Moroney Stable, they work really well this morning. They're in separate races on Saturday and can run well. And the races for Soho Ruby, Board the Gain and Amendment look really suitable on Saturday as well. So I'll certainly have all of those horses high in my thoughts come Saturday.
Wonderful, Warren. We'll talk more tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, Nance.